we are listening to such things from the previous time. I mean, the vice chairperson in question you mentioned, you don't have information to the public. And that information that is disseminating around there is no iota of truth. It's diabolic, it's lie. I mean, you're being the county. The county is a free county. People go about a normal business and normal duty as you plan. They got political parties that are all represented in Grand Island County, but especially the CDC, the Unity Party, the LP, and the rest of the party. And they are free to exercise the franchise to go about a normal meeting. So I don't know where the young members with the vice chair will come from and say President Solo is using the executive power to suppress people. And which, of course, is a bad propaganda. It's a cheap propaganda. There's no iota of truth. It's misleading. It's diabolical. I don't want to address it to a certain level to extend that it will baffle the mind of people. That's not factual. The government employees in the county are being employed by the government of the Republic of Liberia. Peter Solo is the vice chair of the president. He have no authority or any matter of employment. He don't employ people. The employment from the government of the Republic of Liberia, from the entire affairs ministry, that is being challenged from the president of the Republic of Liberia. So, Peter Solo has no ground on somebody to say, don't vote for another party or don't be with the party. Everybody has the equal right to exercise their political franchise. People have the various meeting around in the Kuda Bapa belt, in the Baswari belt. Very, very people have the party. You get Margaret Koko here, who had the Bernard Uwe party. You got this woman, Ari Selly, who had the movie party. And they are going about a normal business. People are working and doing a normal business. They're having a rally and they're having a various meeting. They are strategizing and getting prepared for the October election. So I don't see where people come from the blue sky. That's a complete lesson argument for the vice chairman of the coalition. These guys are coefficientists. My man, CDC, they don't know how to come about it because number one, the Grand Junior County have voted this party twice and they are never brought into the tables of Grand Junior County. They just keep putting illusion. That's all. They just keep becoming illusion. There's no information they got on the report of Grand Junior County. Even the state of CDC, they have never come back one day to Grand Junior County and say, okay, so you voted for me twice. That would have the tournament today under my auspices. They have never been. And the people of Grand Junior County have been very mute, they're very quiet. And I think they told the world this time around, they have to play a different card. And you know when the crown man make a decision, you make a decision. So that's fear, they have fear.